This is Linda Morris, and on today's Vital Balance call, we are talking about bio-replenishment of bones and joints with OsteoDense. And OsteoDense is a revolutionary product that Dr. Naren Naidu actually came out with a few years ago, and we are so lucky to have access to this product. It's bio-replenishment is not just a supplement. It is a whole different category because it's assisting your body in doing what it's designed to do. So I'm going to start off this morning. I have so much information on this, so listen quickly because I'm probably going to be reading quickly. But starting off, I'm heading over to the Complete Guide to Nuclear Nutritionals and Skincare by Joanne Stephensia. So OsteoDense, Bone Health Management System. Introduction to bone health. The bones that make up our skeletons have many functions, including providing a structural framework for the body, protecting the internal organs and soft tissues, producing red and white blood cells, absorbing and storing calcium and phosphorus for other body systems to use. Bones store 99% of the body's calcium, which plays a vital role in nerve conduction, muscle contraction, blood pressure control, and hormone regulation. Dietary calcium, however, cannot be used for any of these functions until it has been absorbed by the bones and converted into usable compounds. The calcium stores in our bones could be compared to a bank account with deposits from food and supplements and withdrawals to other body systems occurring daily. As long as the daily deposits of calcium are greater than the amount withdrawn, our bone banks maintain a positive balance and our bones stay strong and healthy. Problems occur when the bones release more calcium than they take in. Over time, the internal bone structure becomes porous and bones become weak and brittle. Once bone density reaches a critical level, its structure could no longer hold calcium, regardless of how much is taken in through food or supplements. This initiates a cascade of health problems throughout the body, including bone fractures, insomnia, muscle spasms, heart palpitations, and numbness in the arms and legs. The greatest challenge in maintaining bone density as the body ages is poor absorption of calcium from food and supplements. Absorption studies have shown that only 10% of the calcium is from most supplements actually enters the cells. Taking higher doses of calcium is not a solution, as the excess amount of calcium contributes to the development of kidney stones and impair absorption of other minerals. It's what I call calcium gone bad. You know, it can be bone spurs, it can be plaque in your blood vessels. And, it gets into the body, but it's not being used, or it is being eliminated. The role of lactoferrin in bone health. Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring protein found in most body fluids, including breast milk. It has a powerful antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal properties, enhances immunity, is a potent antioxidant, and is a natural anti-inflammatory. Lactoferrin also plays an important role in bone metabolism. Numerous studies have demonstrated that it can increase the rate of bone formation up to 5 times. At the same time, it can reduce the rate at which bone cells die by 50 to 70%. This results in increased bone density, with promising implications for the treatment of conditions such as fractures and osteoporosis. Lactoferrin also increases the activity of cells that build cartilage. When combined with its powerful anti-inflammatory and immunomodulator abilities, the potential exists for significant benefits to arthritis and other degenerative joint conditions. Lactoferrin can be isolated from cow's milk to create a concentrated supplement that can be taken orally. Introducing OsteoDense. OsteoDense contains a specially developed strain of enriched lactoferrin, resulting from 20 years of research by Dr. Naren Naidu, the world's leading lactoferrin researcher. OsteoDense is a complete bone health management system that regulates and optimizes the levels of all minerals involved in bone metabolism. This means that it can increase absorption of minerals that are too low at the same time as it increases excretion of minerals that are too high. The formula is incorporated into a patented delivery system called SinoPortin technology. This targeted transportation system delivers calcium and other nutrients directly to the synovium or the joint area. This provides the missing link needed to efficiently transport vital nutrients from food and supplements to the site of absorption. From here, they can be assimilated more efficiently into the bone as well as the surrounding cartilage. This results in replenishment of all aspects of bone, including the bone marrow, which produces red and white blood cells. So let me just read that one sentence one more time, because there's a lot of people that may have friends and family members, they know that need healthier bone marrow. So one more time. This results in replenishment of all aspects of bone, including the bone marrow, which produces red and white blood cells. Osteodense is not a calcium supplement. It is a potentiator, otherwise known as an activator, of calcium and other minerals already in the system. In other words, it makes the minerals we take in more available for our systems and allows us to receive their full benefit. For best results, it should be taken with a quality source of calcium such as Meekens Caldense, also by Dr. Naidu. Osteodense is all natural whole food nutrition and has no negative side effects. It can be safely taken with other supplements or prescription drugs. Additional nutrients in the formula include hyaluronic acid, enhances hydration of tissues, cellular repair, facilitates transport of nutrients into cells and removal of waste products. Bromelain, natural anti-inflammatory and pain reliever. Vitamin D, essential for the absorption of calcium in the body. Folic acid, lowers homocysteine levels. High homocysteine levels are associated with osteoporosis and fractures. Zinc, essential for formation of the collagen matrix upon which bone is formed. N-acetyl-L-glucosamine facilitates joint repair through regeneration of cartilage. Chondroitin sulfate works synergistically with glucosamine to facilitate joint repair. Turmeric root extract, natural anti-inflammatory. Suggestions for use. Best taken with the evening meal along with Meekens Caldense. Absorbed best with food. Utilized best during sleep. Safety take with supplements or prescription medications including chemotherapy drugs. Safe for all ages. For infants and young children, open the capsule and mix contents into food. Take one capsule per day for prevention, two per day for corrective purposes, breakfast and dinner. You can even take three a day if you are really looking to amp up the replenishment in your body. And you just take with a normal dose of the Caldense, which would be three capsules. Or if you do have some thyroid issues and it's been suggested your body has an issue with absorbing calcium, then you take the Jade Greenzyme, which has, I believe it's 1,500 milligrams of calcium. I have to look at that, but it's between 12 and 1,500. Safe to give to pets with bone challenges. Reduce dosage based on body weight, or increase it based on body weight, right? Clinical study results. Dr. Naidu has conducted a controlled clinical study to demonstrate safety and efficacy of the Osteodense formula. Let's see, astounding preliminary results from the first 60 days have been published. 50 postmenopausal women were given either a calcium supplement alone or a calcium supplement plus two capsules of enriched lactoferrin supplement, generic version of Osteodense, capsules per day. Blood samples were taken at regular intervals to determine the rate of bone formation and the rate of bone reabsorption or breakdown. We do have charts on this. I will email them out to you guys afterwards. The charts below show a significant difference between the two groups in both the bone formation and the bone breakdown, beginning within 2 weeks of the start of the study. So just to clarify, so everybody was receiving the calcium supplement, but only half of them received the Osteodense, two Osteodense a day. All of these women were post-50 and in osteoporosis already, just to set that up. So on the bone formation, it showed an increase of 43% in 15 days in bone formation in the control group that were actually taking the osteoderm. The other group had a 6% increase that was only taking the calcium. Now, the bone reabsorption, which is the decrease in bone of breakdown, because the bone has to break down, too, because, you know, we do have a whole new skeletal system every 8 to 10 years. So as the bone's being built, there's also a bone that's being broken down and eliminated. So we don't become really big bones. Decrease in rate of bone breakdown in the control groups, their bone loss was actually 11.5%. And in the osteodense group, it showed a 25% breakdown. And that is what she has to say about that. Let me go to the osteodense facts that I have here also. Just a reminder, skeleton replaced 10 times in 70 years, yet ability to carry out the regeneration process changes over time. Lack of exercise, excess weight, and age are contributing factors. 90% of new blood is formulated in the bones. They are a whole body nourisher. Strong bones are needed for mobility, protection of major organs and joints, and as a supply of vital minerals. The heart and brain require 100 milligrams of calcium per day, the liver and kidneys 150 milligrams, and the intestines 750 milligrams of calcium. Bone tissue is a chemical storehouse for essential minerals. It's very important that calcium we ingest gets transported to the skeletal so we can access it for the use. A large portion of calcium is actually excreted because the body only consumes what it needs immediately. Osteodense is a transporter of calcium to the bones. Bones and aging. 34 million Americans over the age of 50 suffer from decreased bone density. And, you know, actually even teenagers and youth and young adults are having higher problems with bone density due to all of the beverages that they're drinking with the phosphoric acid, you know, the very acidic drinks and the acidic lifestyle. So it's not just the people over 50 anymore. 1 in 3 women and 1 in 5 men over the age of 50 have osteoporosis. 1 in 3 adults report chronic joint symptoms. The bisphosphonate drugs, Fosamax, Boniva, Actinel, and Reclast are the drugs prescribed to treat this. The problem is they take the calcium in our body and lock it up in the bones. What this means is that it is unavailable for the other functions in the body it necessitates. The first to be impacted is intestinal health, and constipation is a common side effect. Also, no bone growth is affected with these drugs, only bone density, and over time there is a breakdown of the bone structure. They will show an increase in bone density because the drugs don't allow for the natural degeneration and regeneration of the skeleton. So though denser, over time it weakens the bone, actually creates brittle bones. Osteodense allows for bone growth as well as bone density while allowing for free exchange of calcium throughout the body. So if you think about it, you're taking one of those medications, you know, just imagine, you know, put your hand on your arm and it's like, okay, so calcium can't get into that bone because it's been blocked. Calcium can't leave the bone because it's been blocked. And if we need calcium for our brain to function, our heart to function, our kidneys, our digestive tract, and it's been blocked, that is a really bad thing. So those drugs, and actually somebody just told me recently, they thought the half-life was 10 years. It's actually 20 years on those medications. So we're very grateful to Dr. Naidu. So, results. Bone health has shown benefit in as little as 2 weeks, no side effects, no conflict with underlying conditions or ongoing treatments. Some of the brief testimonies. Improved sleep. They wake up, they can open that capsule and eat it. Never heard of that before. More energy. Improved digestion. Relief of irritable bowel. Improved vascular function with regards to varicose veins. No pain or inflammation. Restless leg syndrome stopped. Blood sugar reduced in diabetics. when Aussie does combined with the lactoferrin gold 1.8, three Crohn's sufferers got out of their diapers. Symptoms of lupus diminished. Suffering from menstrual cramps and headaches in women reduced. So there's just a few, and as I always say, we do not make medical claims on this call. But there is three medical studies that Dr. Naidu has had published. And two were on osteoporosis and one was on inflammation. So I'm not saying that, I'm just reading the facts here. Osteoporosis is not a natural part of aging. Osteoporosis is preventable and treatable. I am going to unmute the lines now. You know, so when you really think about osteoporosis and what it does to the body, it isn't just about the bones. And in fact, I've had a couple people that they started off with the osteoporosis because they had a bone density issue. And just 12 months later, they had a, and that was just a regular dose of osteoporosis and the three tablets of the Caldense. And they're like, well, my bone density isn't going up yet. What's up with that? So I actually called Dr. Naidu and I asked him, because this one friend, she was an MD, and it's like, well, what do I tell her? And he said, well, you know what? Even though it's for bone and joint replenishment, that's only part of what it does. She is also replenishing the organs in the body, and the organs actually in the, what's more important in your body, the organs are actually more important, you know, the heart, the brain, the gastrointestinal tract, the kidneys, those are more important than the bones. It's great to have strong bones, but without those organs, you're not going to get very far either. So that's a really important thing to remember. And I even remember one woman that had a pacemaker, you know, which, you know, sometimes there is somebody that has a heart that just wasn't staying on pace, right? And she had noticed, because she could always feel when it kicked in, and she hadn't noticed that it was kicking in. So she went into the office and asked them, can you check and see how many times my pacemaker has actually been used? Because she was taking the bone pack. And they noted that, well, yeah, it hasn't been used at all. The pacemaker hasn't been used at all. So they were pretty amazed, and she was pretty happy. It's like, wow, that's what I call a bonus effect. Well, I look and see what else I'd like to share with you guys. Does anybody have any information or testimonies that you would like to share on your personal testimonies on osteoporosis? To unmute yourself at star 6. And while you guys are thinking about that, reminds me about my mom. My mom started, you know, she met Dr. Naidu, and she thought, well, that looks like a really great product. And I want to, she noted that her, you know, as women age, they tend to get that, the hump, like, the, you know, starts a hump on the back. And she didn't want that. So she started taking the osteoporosis and the Caldense, and she would take the lactoferrin, not every day, but whenever she was feeling run down around people that were sick, or when she was traveling. And she noticed after her 3-month visit with her dentist, she had some molars in the back of her mouth that were loose. There wasn't anything wrong with them. They were just moving around, so they'd actually suggested that she have them pulled. And she's like, well, I don't really want my teeth pulled. There's nothing wrong with them. And after 3 months of taking osteoporosis, the dental hygienist asked her, well, what are you doing? Because your teeth are looking really good. She's like, I'm not doing anything different. And then she thought about, oh, yeah, I am taking the bone pack, the osteoporosis and the Caldense. And the dental hygienist said, well, keep taking it because your mouth is definitely looking better. The next time she went back for her dental cleaning, which would be, I think it was like four, she was on a 4-month cycle because she was concerned about her teeth. Her teeth were no longer loose. So for her, and, you know, at first she didn't even put two and two together until, oh, yeah, I'm taking off students. So for her, in, for probably like 6-7 months, she noticed that her teeth and her mouth were not loose anymore. And that's a big benefit because I can imagine it is a lot better to chew with your own teeth rather than some that are implanted. So, does anybody have anything they'd like to share at this time? Temple Smith. I have unmuted you guys, so you can now talk freely. If you are doing something, you might need to remute yourself, but apologize for that.
Okay, I had osteopenia for years and took myself off what the doctor had prescribed because I didn't want the side effects. And she wasn't real happy about me, about it, but after I had a bone scan about a year after I was on the bone health patch. And it was back into the normal ranges, and it's still there, and I had it tested again in Orlando in March, and Dr. Howie said I've got the bones of a 30-year-old, and I'm so, great news.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is Steve.
I almost need you to say that again. That was great.
That's a really good point, G, because, you know, most people think, oh, I have weak bones. I'm always going to have weak bones. No. If you properly feed your bones, they could actually be stronger in the next 10 years than they were in the previous 10 years. And that's the beauty of this.
Everyone knows how damaging chemotherapy can be to the skeletal system. And after 8 months of chemo, taking the bone health pack the whole time, when I would run through the bone scan, I had the bones of a 20-year-old, and I'm a lot older than 20, so that was cool.
That's phenomenal. How does that make you feel, you know?
Absolutely.
Linda?
Yes?
It's Marcia. Hi. Two things. I have a question, but I've told about this before, but in case there are people on it that haven't heard it, about my mother and blood. You mentioned about, you know, bones helping the blood. My mother had been so severely anemic that she was going to a hematologist once a month, and he would either give a shot, I guess, for an iron or something, or into a hospital and get her a transfusion. And I had, when she started taking, just the osteodense was out, then nothing else was out. It had just come out, and I got her on it. And what wound up happening was she had an appointment 3 weeks later. She didn't need anything. And she had been doing this for, like, over a year. And this, in 3 weeks, she didn't need any treatment at all after taking the osteogen.
Wow. Another great story. Thank you for sharing.
Sure. And my question was, you mentioned about the Crohn's people, and is that a testimony from somebody that gave to the people who had the experience?
This actually is a... And now, remember, if you guys are being noisy, because everybody's unmuted right now, just mute yourself at *6, or just about every phone now has a mute. This was actually information that Brody had put together, and is in the testimony section. So,
okay, I'll check with him.
It's actually under Osteodense Facts, or I'm not sure if Barb Satterwhite may have sent this out to me.
Okay.
And I may have sent it out a couple of weeks ago to everyone. So, look into that.
Yeah, I've been getting the things he's been sending out. I haven't gotten anything at all.
Nothing, Marcia, huh?
Oh.
Okay. I will make sure you're on my list.
Thank you.
I checked this morning. I didn't see anything last week, but I saw the 2 weeks before we got things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, Linda?
Yes.
The my daughter, youngest daughter, when she was either 16 or 17, was diagnosed with bone issues. I can't remember whether osteopenia or even into the osteoporosis, but from, I'm sure, habits of drinking soda pop with her friends. And so she cut that out and put her on the osteodense and the calcium plus that we had then. And within a year, she was just doing fantastic. I don't think she was sick again, but she ended up having a baby when she was 18, and the pregnancy just went perfect, no problems, and she's had a set of twins since then, and just done great. But she was on the bone pack, what was the bone pack then, for about a year and a half. She's done great.
Wow, so not only helped her bones, but it helped all the new bones her body was building.
Right, yeah, she's the kids have just been amazingly strong and done so well.
That's fantastic, too. Congratulations on having a healthy family.
Thank you, it's sweet. Because, I have other children that are sick all the time.
Wow.
But, she and her family have always lived with us. She's never moved out, but and we enjoy her now 6-year-old and then the set of 2-year-old twins. They're just amazingly fun to have here and just so healthy, never hardly ever sick, and just so sweet.
Wow. That's awesome. And you know what? I have Dr. Naidu's book, Bio Replenishment for Bone Health. It's a great book. I always open it up to this page where, this woman is essentially just walking and her thigh bone breaks in half. And sometimes somebody's got something really loud going on. I don't know. Sounds like they're snoring, actually. I can't figure out who it is on the computer, sorry. But just walking along and suddenly the bone breaks. And, doctors do scare us if you are heading into osteopenia and maybe into osteoporosis, that you need to be on this medication. And when you really start to learn about those medications, the bisphosphonates, wow, I think it is somebody snoring. Somebody out west that's feeling bad, that's listening. they just could be walking and their bones break. And if you think about it, the more you learn about it, the fact that your body, your bone, your heart, your lungs, your digestion tract, it needs the calcium as much or more than the bones. And if you're not giving it to it, it hurts your whole body. Those bisphosphonate drugs by blocking the release of calcium to all the different parts of the body. Well, I'm going to stop recording, so then you guys can talk about everything else you want to talk about. So hold on.